Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond is about to join us now, so let's all stand up and put our hands over our hearts and get ready for this man who's been providing us with vocabulary words since 1856. How you doing, Wayne?
I was there to see that first baseball pitch that you and
everybody
were talking
you,
about.
You and William Howard Taft.
Yeah, hey, my guess was Wilson, and I wasn't too far off, mm-hmm. so I guess Taft preceded Wilson. Is that about right?
Yeah, my inclination was to say Teddy Roosevelt, and that wasn't right either.
Yeah. Well, and I have to offer a comment on that bit you did about which side of the bed you get up on. I get up on the left, so there it is. Yeah. That accounts for all the naps that I take, right, Nikki?
No.
No.
Well, you just get.
I thought I heard you say if you get up on the left side of the bed, you're tired all day.
No, it's the right.
It's more so on the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get up on the left side of the bed too, Wayne, or wherever I happen to fall asleep.
Left side of the chair, the couch.
Couch.
I must have had the stereo speakers on reversal this morning when I heard that piece. Okay, let's do it, you guys. The word of the day, drum roll, please. Ron and Nikki do this all the time, ladies and gentlemen. The word of the day is spiel, S-P-I-E-L, a spiel. I suspect comes from, let's see, it would be some sort of slang, I'm guessing. I'm not positive about that. A voluble line of often extravagant talk, a speech delivered especially to sell or to promote something. Oh, my goodness, you would never indulge in such an act, would you, Ron, Nikki?
No, never.
Extravagant talk.
All right. That's right. All right, one more time here. S-P-I-E-L, spiel. I've also heard it pronounced spiel. I guess you can have a tiny bit of variation there in the pronunciation. It's a noun, and it's all about extravagance in speech. Blah, 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 blah. Selling what? And selling and more selling or promoting, right?
Is it a Yiddish word, maybe? Is that where it came from?
It could be. It could be that the wordsmith doesn't specify it, so I hesitated a little bit. I wasn't sure myself, but that's why I went as far as slang, but not as far as Yiddish. So
it's not 15th century Greek or.
Oh, well, I'm totally bored with it if it doesn't come from the Latin.
Hey, look, and the 15th century. You to know. I resent that, Nikki. I'm trying to educate you. You know you.
I know.
Poor little Hillsborough hillbilly, bring you up and...
That's Beverly Hillsborough, thank you very much.
Beverly Hillsborough, forgive me, that's right. All right, listen, have a good one. I don't care which side of the bed you got up on. I hope it's a pleasant day, all right?